morning, everyone, and welcome back. This is Tony Lontis. A big hello to everyone listening across Australia. A big g'day to those in the US and Canada, and a great big welcome to anyone listening from Europe, UK, and South Africa. This is Secret Women's Business with the gorgeous Annie Gibbons. But before I get on to tell you more about Annie, here's what you need to know about the show. If you're listening live, we have the lovely Hannah ready and waiting to take comments, questions, and provide you with the links to the things that we talk about today. If you're listening on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, Twitch, or Twitter, this will happen automatically. If you're watching this show in replay, all the links will appear with the show notes attached to this show. Now, each and every week, we do a welcome to country here in Australia, and it's an incredibly important part of acknowledging our Indigenous heritage. So I want to respectfully acknowledge the people of the Yugambeh language region and the traditional owners of the land in which we meet and broadcast. I want to pay my respects to the elders past and present and the Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples listening or watching here today. Now, this co-hosted show series is with Annie Gibbons, and I want to tell you a little bit about Annie. Annie is a purpose-driven fempreneur, CEO, global women's empowerment coach, a host of her own podcast, and a best-selling author. She's the founder of the Women's Incubator, Life by Design, and collaborates with women globally. Now, she has done phenomenal amounts of things in her life, including raising two sets of twins born 26 months apart. Now, that alone is an accomplishment in itself. But the purpose of this show is to tell you about what Annie's doing now, and this is all about the Women's Business Incubator. Good morning, Annie. Welcome back to the show. How are you?
Oh, well, I've got a little bit of a sexy throat today, Tony, so I've woken up a little bit husky, but I am super well, actually. I'm really excited. I had a wonderful time on your program last week, and I'm thrilled to be back again today.
We're delighted to have you here because I think what you're doing right now is so important. We talk, both of us, Annie and I, to lots of women across the globe, and there seems to be a push for women to develop their own businesses, to be creative, to be founders of their own company, and this is where Annie steps in. Annie has done many, many things, but this point in her life is incredibly important as she starts to step away from her CEO roles and starts to create CEOs of the future. And so This week, we want to talk particularly about the Women's Incubator and the Women's Business Tribe. But firstly, I want to just give the audience a bit of a background on why you've decided to do this right now at this point, Annie.
I think at this time, it's an important time that women are choosing to step up in ways that they've never done before. And probably because of the pandemic, we've actually had that comfort rug, if you like, pulled out from under us, and we've suddenly started reassessing, you know, assessing our options. We've now been the first to self-sacrifice during the pandemic to, you know, then care for our children while our husbands kept working. And the statistics showed us that, you know, we're 47.4% of the workforce, but we're 67.6% of part-time employees. So what happens when society changes and you have a pandemic is that the part-timers are the ones who quickly self-sacrifice or they lose their jobs. And so this is what's actually happened over the last couple of years. And during COVID, those women, while they're then at home, might have lost their job, they're suddenly thinking, have a different situation. Maybe I could actually start up a business because they also know that they're 47.4% of the workforce, but the statistics also showed them before they left very clearly that they actually earn on average $25,000 less in the bank every year. And that's because men actually work are twice as likely to earn $120,000 or more in their income, and women are twice as likely to be earning less than $60,000. So I think women have always known this, that the gender gap in pay is real, right? They see it, they feel it. It's harder for them to progress, Tony. And so during COVID, it actually was a time that people are saying, oh my gosh, because I used to focus more on the women dominating in business and helping higher corporate sort of women really progress their roles. And the shift just changed. All of a sudden it was like, women who had a dream of something, or they might have even had a little side hustle before, they went, I'm going to have to make this my main gig. I need to have security. And if I do it well, if I actually do it well, because there's a whole lot that we can talk about there, the confidence of I actually know how to do business. If I actually knew what to do to grow it, I actually can then just step away from all of those gender inequality issues. I can step away from always having to beat myself against the wall trying to get those positions, to prove myself, to suffer with lack of flexibility around childcare and just being mums, you know, or not even all, you know, you don't even have to be a mum, just being a woman, even you're not equal in what you're receiving. And so I think it's been the perfect time. And that's why the Women's Business Incubator actually now are very focused on the startup incubator, because it's really gone nuts.
It incubated in your brain, didn't it?
It really did incubate in my brain, and it actually triggered those early thoughts that I had. I was always one of these women who thought of ideas all the time. I could do a business in this way. I could do a business in that way. And I was never sort of supported to do that. I was told that they were crazy ideas, or that I didn't have the business skills to be able to do it.
Because often
I had a lot of kids. It's going to be really hard to do that. And one of my hilarious ideas, Tony, was to start a kindergarten, because at least all my children could be there. I was trying to get very creative. So obviously, you know, a very big dreamer, but also why wasn't it possible? Why couldn't I have started that kindergarten? When I was an aged care nurse, I thought I could have a shop and sell, products that for people with disabilities at times. I could see how challenging it was. I used to just be in a space and go, there's an idea. I wish I could do it. But I wasn't supported. I didn't know how to. I didn't know what the steps were. And often when you get an idea for something, it's because it's your passion. And so that's great. That means it can be a hobby, but it doesn't necessarily translate into a business. And so I got all these flashbacks during COVID going, I wonder what those young mums are doing now. I wonder what all those women are doing under this situation, because all of my staff, of course, are working now. Oh, sorry, I can't do this. I've got to look after the kids and I've got to do this. And so I realised the landscape had changed, and as a businesswoman, I changed with that landscape. So it's now my most popular program.
So, Annie, it really is, women are creative by nature, but often we have a thought and it stays in our head and never goes anywhere else. And that's part of why you have the startup incubator, is because we want to encourage women to grab those thoughts when you think them and go, maybe this is possible. And your incubator is about making that possible. It's about giving women that this idea that you've been given that's popped into your head is actually not crazy, and actually you could do this, but here's how you do it. And that knowledge that goes into the incubator comes directly from your decades of experience in business and high level. And now you want to help those women that are sitting at home going, oh my God, I wish I could. How could I possibly do that? And they dismiss the idea, don't they, Annie? They don't let it go further. And it's important that we encourage women to grab those ideas and take them further. So that's what you do, isn't it, Annie?
That's exactly what I do. I welcome them into my women's business tribe usually, and they start and they just get a little bit of a look and feel for, you know, you get a month trial and then you get $10 a week just to come in and listen to other people who are actually in those programs getting coached. So you get a bit of a try before you buy, if you like, get a feel for it. But most importantly, you actually get welcomed into an environment that actually says women can do. Everything is achievable. It's all stepping stones. We accept steps of failure. We actually embrace them. We go, look, this could be funny. Let's try this out. Let's try two or three logos and see which everybody likes. You know, why do you like it? What's happening? So you get the community, you get a global community of this energy, this excitement for you, but also women who are at all stages of business so they can actually say it as it is. I think it's created an environment where women go, look, I'm totally here for you, babe, but I want to make sure that you can also learn from me. And this is why I think what I think. And there's no offense by that. It's not a problem. We all want to go through those changes. And then when they get into the startup incubator, it's kind of like you just start from the beginning. I've designed all of my programs according to what I needed. If I had my journey again, what do I want to need? So for example, when you go into the startup incubator, you're going to start with the business idea. What is my potential idea? And I could have a few ideas, and it really, you know, I'll then have a book on what is, you know, how to find a great business idea, and there'll be coaching on that and things of that nature. And so as they go through step by step from all of that, challenging the ideas, making a business plan, looking at all the aspects of business that we can talk through, it's exciting because they're all achievable steps. And what happens is often we just go, when you don't know, you feel so overwhelmed, stressed, intimidated. You go, oh my gosh, everyone else knows what they're doing. It must be just me. Maybe my ideas are crazy, because I've been that person. I've sat there going, oh, it's just, I wouldn't even know where to start, you know. But the thing is, other people do. A lot of business is very, very sort of straightforward once you know what you're doing, and then you apply it to your context, and that's great, you know. And there's very easy ways of finding how to do that. Yeah. But once again, only once you're in the journey and you actually do it step by step, and you don't jump those steps. I think it's very tempting, Tony, to correct. As soon as, you know, and I find most people, they all suddenly go, I've got a business card or I've got a marketing brochure, but they don't actually know, they haven't set their business up properly, or they haven't actually got a unique value of what they're offering. They don't know what their customer really looks like, what they live and breathe, and what their big pain point is. So there are principles that you can get behind the excitement buzz and go, right, let's just do this properly so that you are successful, right? I want to know, when someone comes into my startup incubator, from idea to launch can be 6 months, right? You can then build on it and consolidate so that by 12 months you've got a business that's really solid, right? You're ready to then either grow or scale. They're quite different. You're confident, and I think women, you want to be confident in what you're doing, right? Because every moment is so precious, and every dollar is precious.
The women and confidence, and women, what I was going to say about the women's business tribe is that for lots of women, you start with a lack of confidence. So you may have this idea, but you haven't got the confidence. And with the tribe, you have that supportive arena to freely talk about your ideas and then go, okay, maybe I can do that. And then the next step is to go into the incubator, where you'll get, this is what you do, this is how you do it, and not to be prescriptive, but to give you a direction to follow, because we're all much better when we have a few steps, because nobody knows everything. And the other thing I was going to point out, Annie, is that fear of failure, something that I've struggled with, and conversely, that fear of success. What if this was hugely successful? Oh my God, I could never do that. So there's the fear of failure, and there's conversely the fear of success. And you actually need people around you. You need a tribe, you need a support system. And what Annie's developed via the tribe and the incubator and the other programs that we'll talk about in future shows is a place where you can grow, learn, and feel supported around your idea. That's important for women. Women are relationship-based. They need support. They need wonderful people around them who are going to champion them. And I'm telling you, if women, if you're listening to this show today, if you ever wanted a supportive person on your side, Annie Gibbons is that person. Because she's done all the stuff in between, plus had a family of five, so she gets it, you know? Annie, there's something about managing kids that actually means that you're ripe for business. If you've got a family, if you've got a husband, even if you haven't got a husband, if you've got kids, they've been to school and high school, et cetera, you're primed for business, aren't you, Annie?
Oh, my gosh. To be honest, Tony, some of my most amazing startups are actually happening from women who are 50 years old. They've just, you know, they've lived life. They've multitasked to the hilt. They've just got skills. So when you're thinking, ladies, that you go, I've got to have specific qualifications or skills, you have got so much more than you realize, right? Absolutely. Just managing a household, managing family, me managing my five kids. I remember going to an interview and someone asking me, you know, how could I describe my time? Time management, and I'm just almost laughing, going, oh my gosh, like seriously, you know, I had four kids in 2 years. I do time management. I'm like army level time management, and exactly in my sleep. So I think women often underestimate their abilities. Definitely are the ones to self sacrifice or even self sabotage. Because of everybody else needs them. And one of the things I learned, Tony, was that you can still be absolutely lovely while focusing on what you're wanting to achieve. It doesn't mean that you have to say, you know, this saying yes to everybody else, so you don't have the time. I think a lot of women come to me and they're going, oh, I'd like to, but I don't have the time, or I wouldn't be, you know, I'm not capable, or I don't feel confident enough. And I tell you what, once you start getting into it, I'm the biggest cheerleader and I'm the biggest accountability partner. I go, if you know what you want, I will cheer you all the way and we'll do it together. And I think that's where my programs are actually so unique on the market, Tony, that most business courses, you actually just go in and do the course. You know, it's pre-recorded and you do the steps, or it's very generic, so you have to then apply it. Yeah. I think mine, because it's linked to, it's a program that gives you all that information. I give you examples from Australia of absolutely everything, templates for absolutely everything. Business plans, marketing plans, social media plans, budget, every single thing that you need in business, I give you a generic plan. But then we have the coaching, the actual coaching with me, and we actually customize it and you make it your own, and we assess and monitor it, and you show it. So show bits if you're wanting to, you don't have to the tribe, and you can get their buy-in as well. And so you just get this exponential effect that I actually just think, you know, just makes you go on steroids, because you get so excited. You've got people cheering you on, not just me. I think many women, you know, you've got that problem that you've got these great ideas and you want to, and if you tell your family, you're either in two pots. One, you'll get the family who just go, oh, everything you do is amazing. You're just going to be amazing. And then you don't want to disappoint them because you're not feeling that amazing. And then you'll probably get the other family who go, nah, you're dreaming. You're not going to be able to do that.
You're not going to be able to do that.
Got no idea, right? So, and everything in between. And then you've got your girlfriend. You'll be like, oh, yeah, you should go for it. You should go for it. And then you're like, And then you don't actually know people in that walk that you're wanting to travel, even with your besties. And that's what I found. I've got beautiful friends, but I actually suddenly realized I'm actually quite different. You know, I've got different hopes, different dreams. And so the people I need to be asking or following or just learning from are the people who've lived that journey before me. And they've done it in a very raw and authentic way that they're actually happy to say, you know, well, this is what happened to me. It could be different for you. They're not saying that everything is one way, because it's not. You know, I've had various businesses and an incredible career journey, but I've learned different things in different places. So I therefore become an expert at reading the game, assessing things, seeing how things happen, very good at strategy. Yeah. But it also, every other woman that I meet, if I was interviewing them on my podcast, Memoirs of Successful Women, they've all had very different journeys as well. So, you know, it's about the collective. It's about applying it to your own context, and it's having that framework that allows you to do that. And I think that's quite unique.
Yes. Annie, before we go on to the individual modules, I want to briefly talk about the modules within this beautiful structured program. But before we do, I just want to mention for women, that idea that you're competing is actually falling away, isn't it?
Yes.
Women, yes. There is no competition. There is only collaboration and co-creation. So get that out of your head, ladies. If you think that you're competing with anyone, particularly in Annie's tribe, the Women's Business Tribe, get that out of your head, because this is about getting you and your unique idea across the line, isn't it? It's not about competing.
100%. I grew up in an era of total competitiveness, particularly quite nasty competitive by women on women.
Yes.
And I appreciate that, because if you're the 1% or 4% of people trying to be a female CEO when I first started, it's a very competitive space. And so if someone comes next to you, you want to kick them out of the way. And it was really quite nasty. And I've had some incredible experiences. It's actually made me just decide, you know, very early on, I'm not going to be that person. I'm going to show up as I am. I actually respect, if you're better merit-based, if you're better for that role, you should have it. And I therefore just need to work harder. I need to be more unique. I need to fine-tune what my unique value will be to a market, and very clearly identifying what is their problem that I solve. And I also believe that there's enough business for everybody in the world, you know, and if you do what you do well, you will rise. And so therefore I started a while ago the Women Collaborating Globally, a Facebook group, so that women can actually do that. Whatever business you're in, just share what you're doing. You know, we want to celebrate that. If you've got an event or anything, why shouldn't we all embrace you and say you go well, you know, because otherwise it's very lonely and you're always looking sideways. And you know what, Tony, there's an interesting picture, actually. I once saw it of Michael Phelps. Michael Phelps, American swimmer, was swimming, and he's 100% focused on his end goal. And the guy next to him, like just before the end, is looking at Michael Phelps. And I thought, that's really interesting. That's why he didn't win, because you're in business. You should have your own strategy. You do it your way. And if you're always looking sideways and going, what are they doing? And I need to get rid of them. You're spending all this energy, time.
Correct.
Yes, you should know your theoretical competitors. Yes, you should know what they're strong at, what they're weak at, and all of that. But at the end of the day, you therefore, you know, put that in your pot and spend your time focusing on what you're doing and actually just supporting others. Mm-hmm. Because I know with my clients, you know, they'll either resonate with any brand or not, you know, and that's fine, because I want to have raving fans. I want them to come into my business incubator and go, oh my God, it changed my life. Oh my God, I'm going to tell everybody on the planet they should do the startup incubator, because now after all these years, I've broken through my overwhelm. I've broken through my anxiety. I've backed myself. I've been supported. That's the client I want.
Yes.
So if it's a person who goes, Annie's a bit woo-woo, or Annie's a bit, you know, whatever. And I go, you know what? You should go to someone else. And I'll even recommend them, because I want
Correct.
That person to have a win, because I'm actually here for the real deal. I want them to be the woman who had that moment. I want that woman. That woman represents me and my daughters and everybody I love. And actually, you know, you should be with, you know, a group,
that's going to help you get the best,
do it
and be the best you can.
Exactly. And when you start thinking like that, it's actually incredibly freeing. You know, you don't have all that emotion. As a businesswoman, I don't have all that. I don't actually feel stressed really at all, because I just go, I just do my thing. I do it my way. I have confidence in that. I love my people to bits. I pour my energy into that. And anyone else, like if I can help, I will. If I can, I have an incredible gratitude for people who come alongside me, like you gorgeous Tony Lontis. And I also, you know, just, yeah, help other people rise up, because people, you know, customers are smart at the end of the day, aren't they? You know, they are. They'll actually align with something that just resonates. And it can just be one little spark of something that they think, you know, I want more of that. And so they should, you know. So I strongly believe, like you do, Tony, that we have to collaborate, work together, support each other as fellow women, because that is actually our power. And if we are to change the statistics that I mentioned at the beginning of this interview, we actually need girl power.
We
need
do.
To unite and actually, as a movement, say that this is not okay. And that's what we have been doing,
and
you know, and that's what we should continue to do.
You don't have to agree with what another woman says, but you can still support her. Hey, I don't agree with that, However, I'm backing you all the way because you are a woman and we need more women doing business, being in business, having conversations, being CEOs, being part of global organizations. We need more women. We've got to rectify that imbalance. It's incredibly important, isn't it, Annie?
Oh, it's so important because when I have those corporate conversations, which I've actually had in the last week, and they go, well, we couldn't put a woman on board because there weren't any. There weren't any that were meeting the requirements. And I'll then go trigger my bells. I'll just go, well, why is that? You know, why hasn't that woman been provided an environment that they could have had those opportunities, been able to be positioned there? So it's not women's inability. Hello, all the research says we're great for business. We are fantastic.
That's exactly right. Online.
Women showing up as feminine leaders and empowered in their own right and qualified with all those skills are fantastic for business. So it actually is a framework issue. The one thing you can do that, you know, you can bash your head against the brick wall in the employment sort of sector, or you can actually just start your own business, become successful. Be your own CEO, create your own life by design. And then by doing that, then I tell you what, you'll be like me. Then other people are suddenly contacting me. Can you do this? Can you do that? And I'm like going, oh, that's really interesting. Because if I went through the traditional male path, I would have still been smashing my head against the wall. So, you know, I think we need to get smart. We need to go together. We need to encourage each other and all of us to do things in a new way, in a fresh way. Absolutely. And, you know, don't get angry. Actually, just be, just do, just create a whole new era of empowered women just doing amazing things.
Absolutely. Annie, I want to quickly talk about the Startup Incubator and the program. So there's 8 modules. Can you tell, I want to go through step by step so the audience gets to understand a little bit about each module. So the first one is around, and the module, the program as a whole provides coaching, guidance, support, best practice, and it comes from your experience and your understanding and what you needed. So tell us about the first module in the Business Startup Incubator.
Okay, so module one is actually called So You Want to Open a Business, right? So it starts right at the beginning. So even if you have started a business and you're on the journey, I actually encourage you to go back because, once again, we want to dot every I, and often you'll find there might be a little area that you've missed. But for the person who actually just goes, look, I now get so excited, I think I want to be an entrepreneur. I call it a fempreneur. And so we want to go, okay, let's go. If I opened a business of any kind, what would it actually even be? So that even comes with a bonus book. Every module has an ebook about that topic. And it also, this one comes with a bonus book that's actually called, so, you know, you want to find a great business idea. But sometimes you might be the person who goes, I have an idea and this is the only thing I care about. Someone else might go, you know what, I just want to be an entrepreneur and I actually want to go,
what does that
good
look like
for me at the moment? And that might surprise some people. So not everyone just has this heart-driven, you know, I want to open my own yoga studio, or I want to, you know, have a shop somewhere and sell jewelry or whatever it is. Other people go, I just actually want to be a businesswoman. Does it really matter? So what's the flavor at the moment, right? So this one has a lovely intro for me. You'll get all pepped up and shown how it all works in the trial. I've been told that you will book in for sessions with me. We have power hour sessions online. We have level up your business nights. We have pitch nights. We have how to leverage your LinkedIn and your social. We have all of these that you will then be able to tap into. So I introduce you to the program, and then we actually start talking about discovering your business and its purpose. Why are you actually going to get up every day? Because you're going to be super excited for the first few months, and then things will get challenging and will get hard, and then you go, okay, what is actually driving you? So we look at what do you want to achieve from a business, and we also look at what's going to be driving you to do that business. All right, so for example, in my, you know, when I was young, why did I actually suddenly start thinking I wanted to have my own business? Because, you know, I was a young mum with 2 sets of twins, you know, so I had 4 under, probably at this stage, you know, they were born under 2.5, but they were probably about 5 or 6 when I started having these ideas. And my husband is allergic, anaphylactic to nuts. So I'm sitting there as a young mum going, oh, my God, I love my husband to bits, but let's face it, he could die sometime and I'm going to be this mum. I'm going to have to be independent. I'm going to have to create my own life. And I started suddenly thinking, I've got risk. I didn't tell him that, the poor darling, but I suddenly started thinking I need to look for ideas. What could I be good at? And it really did motivate me at a deep subconscious level. I had to unpack that years later to actually work out, well, what's driving me? I wanted safety. I wanted security. I also, as a woman, wanted to have my own walk. I had my entire world telling me that I wasn't going to achieve certain things. Yeah. I wanted to prove them wrong. I actually had to dig deep, and that's what people will do. They'll dig deep of what's actually driving them to make this big decision, right, to actually take a different path. And then as well as we want to make sure that the business then resonates, the types of business we'll be looking through, what sort of ideas have you got, and would they float your boat? If you don't really care, then they're probably not going to bother you. If you do really care, it's really important to nail what you're wanting to do. So then we spend a lot of time in there, and then we start looking at, well, how do we actually start our business from scratch? What are the requirements? And I'll take you step by step through, you know, I'll give you templates of go to this website and see how you register a business or a business name. And then I'll also go, if you're from a different country, let's go, it's an action learning to go and research, what do you need to do, what's different in your country. But it will be in an easy way that you go, if you do that here, you probably do it there, you know. Yes. So it'll go through all the steps of registering, how to set up. We'll look at, you know, the common mistakes that people make. We'll also the common mistakes, you know, such as you wanting to jump the ideas, you suddenly get all so excited, you start or mapping out your website and I go, no, stop. We actually need to clarify everything. That'll then bring in another bonus book that I've got, which is called Validate Your Business Idea. So we actually go, okay, if you think it's a good idea, let's validate it. And so I'll use business principles that you'll learn from this book and module. How do you validate it? Is it good? Is it bad? How would you rate it? You know, and things like that. Is it a goer? And you'll also show it to the tribe and say, would you buy, if you're this customer? What do you think? So we look through a lot of business is actually awareness. So that's why I like to actually talk about up front, what are the mistakes that other people do?
Yes.
I've seen that over 30 years of my business life. And so I know, you know, I've seen this happen and it's an epic fail and it's tempting and I can see why people do it. So I'm not saying don't do it. All I say is these are issues that can come back to bite you. And so let's just be aware of those, keep them in, and then stay on task. Let's just do all the steps so we set you up properly and we go through the process. Because what kicks in at the beginning bit is so much excitement, you want to just power through, where's my business plan? And it's really important to do those steps. So then we start talking about business structures of, are you going to be a sole trader, are you going to be a company, are you buying a franchise? What's actually happening there? And that's really important too. But we also go, do you know what? You're going to have to start at the beginning. And even if you have started at the beginning before, let's just make sure that we've dotted all those I's and you're really grounded. Because I want to know through all of these steps, Tony, that when they get to that 12 months and they're ready for my scale-up program, they've actually got all their business framework so solid. Like a house. Ladies, you want to make sure that your infrastructure is rock solid. You don't want to have those cracks you've been working around.
And it might sound maybe a little bit boring, but I'm telling you, and Annie will absolutely tell you, that if you do these things and they're not hard, particularly in Annie's program, because it's step by step, it says do this.
Exactly.
This is how you do it. This is where you go. This is what it looks like. But if you've got those foundations there, they're incredibly important for what comes next. And often we're always focused on what comes next. But these foundations that Annie set in the Startup Incubator are incredibly important. And she's made it so easy for you to follow and do and implement. That's the purpose of it, to set you up for success. Yeah.
Everything is to set you up for success and also to save you so much money. There's so much money wasted with people trying to get free samples of things, or other courses will give you a booklet, but then they don't really give you the sample. I give you the booklet plus bonus booklets plus templates, you know, that they're all customizable. And so that's right. You can't fail. You know, I don't want to ever have a woman take any step forward that they're going to fail. I want them to know that it is a stretch and it is a challenge, but they've got all the support around them. Mm-hmm. And you've got the resources that you can actually just take and apply to your context. Yeah. So exactly. And nothing I do is boring, so I can assure you.
That's right.
We have a lot of fun.
That's
I can
exactly
make things
right.
sound
you
exciting.
You can make business so much structure sound interesting. You can make marketing and trademarking sound wonderful, because these words, for some women, before I started, a lot of these things I had no idea about. Take marketing, for instance.
Exactly.
That's a whole world.
It's a whole new world, but it doesn't have to be an overwhelming world. It could be you might need this, have a little research, do you need it, do you not need it, and then do it and put it away.
Yeah.
You know, there's so many bits that are actually just a little step, and they are important when you need them, but if you don't need to get bogged down by them. We will have most of our fun looking at our customers, looking at our unique value. So let's go back to module two, Tony.
Yes,
we then
please.
Have talked about our structures, we've decided the type of business we are, and then we're actually looking at, do we need to be incorporated? We have a little look about going, okay, am I just going to be my sole entity? And let's face it, most of us are, because we don't have free cash, we don't have the ability
to set up a company,
be able to employ contractors, employees, and hire workers, right? But we actually then start tapping into that, because people might actually,
yes.
You know, I've had other people go, yeah, I'm cashed up for this, I'm ready, I've been planning it for years,
yes.
I want to start really, you know, above and beyond, so I'll actually start with a PA, or I might start available to outsource to, you know, freelancers to be able to help me with certain things. So it is really important, before you get yourself into hot water, to actually know, well, what is a contractor, what is an employee, what are the rules? And once again, you'll get the examples, you'll get the sort of templates. You can get a template and employment contract given to me from a contractor to a part-timer to a full-time. I have all of these because I've just used them throughout my career. So everything I've used, once again, if you need it, I'll give it to you. So we talk about that, because it is really important. It's tried and tested. I know it's right. I know it's the law. Mm. And so whether you go, oh, my gosh, I won't be able to employ anyone for 12 months, whatever, that's okay. But you learn about it and you put it away. And the great thing is, everyone who's been in the incubator,
it
never goes away. It'll always be there, and you then just come back to this module. You'll never lose access. A lot of programs you do, and for 12 weeks, 6 months, whatever, and then the program is gone. Mine will have access for life. So you can always go back to any little step.
Fantastic.
Then we get on to step number three, that looks at, you know, registering your business idea, maybe your business name, choosing your business name. Even, you know, you get all excited and you go, you know, I want to be called the Women's Business Incubator, but what if Women's Business Incubator is actually taken, and I've spent all that time planning out by someone else. So I teach you how to actually find, well, what's available on the market, how to actually choose the right business for you. Not only that, we'll have to check, does that work for your socials and all the whole package. We want to protect you from legal risks. So depending on the type of business you have, some businesses have licenses and requirements. Others might not have so many. We need to look at that. Whether you need to trademark, if you've got a brilliant idea, do you need to trademark it or not? So we just actually have a look at that. And then we finish. Yes, exactly. And then we finished with the exciting part of going, okay, well, let's just get all excited now of marketing. You know, how would we actually go about marketing your business? Because we want to get excited before we then start doing the analysis. So we actually do start brainstorming, because that really does fuel the energy at that stage.
Yes.
And then we go on to module four. So we then start the marketing process in three, but we'll build on it every single module after that, right? So module four, we then start looking at SWOT analysis. What are your strengths? What are your weaknesses? What are the opportunities and what are the threats in your world, in your market, for you personally and for the industry or area that you're going to go into?
Yep.
And we have a lot of fun looking at who are our ideal clients, and we call them avatars. So who are these people that you are trying to find? Who is that dream person? And we learn how to just describe them with absolute, you know, you could just tell me, introduce this person to me, your main person, with incredible detail. And it is a lot of fun. You want to fall over that person.
Yeah. I had someone describe to me, you need to develop your ideal client or customer as a friend. So you know where they shop. You know what their life looks like. You know their education. You know their likes and dislikes. And that's the point where you start going, okay, I'm going to talk to those sorts of people. It's a very powerful exercise, Annie.
It is such a powerful exercise, and we have an absolute ball in it. And also, you also know who you don't want to waste your time on.
Yes.
if they're not that. And a lot of business is that. A lot of my business life is actually excluding the distractors. It's staying focused, but it's actually most of the time, because you get bombarded with so many opportunities, so much happening, it actually very clearly shows you who is not your avatar, who is not your client, and you don't waste time on those people. It doesn't mean that you don't like them, you're not kind, you're not caring. It just means from a business perspective, you just go and say, oh, you know, that's right. I know who my bestie would be. And this could be a client, a person that we're describing, also could be a business, you know.
Yes,
if you're working, if your clients are small businesses, and I've got another client who's doing that at the moment, so her clients are a business, what type of business is the avatar? So we go through all of that. We have a lot of time looking at all of our strengths, weaknesses. We analyze them. Once again, I'll give you the editable form that you get to just fill it out, and we brainstorm at our coaching sessions, and we really come out of there going, oh my gosh, I knew, who this person is now that would want my product. So then we head to business module number 5, which is all about creating a business plan. And while that doesn't sound exciting, I tell you what, you have to have a business plan. You need to know, you need to put your package into a document that you then don't just fill out and leave. You actually live and breathe it. You assess and monitor it. You know, you apply it, but it shows you very clearly how everything works and operates. You talk about your mission and your vision and your values. Mm-hmm. It's essential to have clarity around all of those. You know, I want to know what the end goal is. I actually work from my vision backwards. I actually always go, what's my end goal? And then how do I actually make that happen, instead of try to do these steps and hope they get me there. So I will coach women on how to do that, and it's a really great skill to learn. Once you've done it, you go, oh my gosh, this is so much easier, and I have so much less worry about things, and it frees up your time. And then we also talk about
if you've got good planning, it actually helps you make decisions, because whatever's in that plan guides the decision that you need to make around whatever it is.
Yes, you put it in the plan for a reason. And if you're like me, high energy and gets excited about little shiny objects around places, which I still do, even though I know I shouldn't, I go, oh my gosh, I get so dazzled. But the business plan just keeps you grounded, right? So it's one of those, I know this happens, but let's just put it back into the plan. Does it really work? And we'll look at our contingency strategies, because even the best written plan went out the door in COVID, right? Suddenly you'll have, you know, the world turns upside down. We've got to have contingency strategies. So that's part of the backup plan as well. What if this scenario happened or this? And we try and be very, you need to be very savvy. You need to be very prepared. You need to be very proactive in the way you're going to run your business, not reactive. The ones who are reactive are they're in the moment, which is all very lovely. But when things go bad, they can go bad very suddenly. So we need to learn how to be prepared for that. And that's all great. You know, you want to still love your, you know, plan B for a while. It might only be just for a while, or it might be an opportunity to then pivot your business as well. So that's what we do there. I give template business plans. We work through it together. Module 6, we then start looking at support for your business and your employees. How do you actually keep getting a business advice? People start thinking now, oh my gosh, I need a tax agent. Do I need an insurance person? Do I need, do I need an auditor if I'm a big business, going to be a big business? Do I need, how do I actually know who I should help? And what happens here is you get overwhelmed once again, or the potential to be, because everyone starts telling you what they think you need. And it's really important to actually go, no, you actually might just go, just stay in this program and Annie will tell you, just get a tax, get your accountant, you might need insurance advice specifically. You might need advice on here or here, but most of it actually is available in my programs as we go along. So it actually allows you to go, what do I need? What are other people telling me, and how to actually tune out, some of it might be good advice. What is good? What is not? How to actually just stop yourself from getting completely overwhelmed, because your business is starting to take shape here, right? So you suddenly go, so in that module, I complement that with a topic called mental health at work and mental health and entrepreneurship, because it's really important. This might be now, a few months in, that you're so, you can burn yourself out. You can be like, oh my gosh, I'm so excited. I'm just like, working for hours on end or searching every single website. And so it's really important. Oh, because you love it and it's so exciting and you want to have something exciting to share and all of this, but it's really important to not burn yourself out, to look after yourself. And I'm all into making, you know, I run by success, balance and happiness. They're my three words. And I go, I want to be successful, but I also want to be balanced. And at the end of the day, I want to just be happy showing up every day. I don't want to say I will be happy in 5 years when this is successful. So actually, how do we? I want to be balanced. I want to be available to be able to still do all the wonderful things with my 5 adult children now, my gorgeous hubby and my 2 granddaughters. And I want to be able to be there for my friends. So how do I actually balance that while being really super committed to what I'm doing? Most people also are still having a full-time job or a part-time job during this phase. So, right, I don't say start your business and stop everything because you're not going to have revenue for a while. So this is a time of, you know, it's a real risk of exhaustion. So we manage this very, very well. I look for all the warning signs. That's why at coaching every week, I monitor how much everyone's
pouring into this. You see how everyone's doing. Yeah.
How you're traveling. And so I have another one. I have my secret women's business session on one of mine. It's actually just a catch up. How are you going? Don't have to talk about your businesses because this is a time that people go, oh my God, I'm so tired. I've hardly slept. I've got so many ideas.
Yeah.
And we talk through all of that, you know, because that's actually part of doing business together. So I actually love that time in module 6 where we really center there. Module 7 then goes on to building your brand and managing your culture. It might just be you. You're your culture. Yeah.
Yes.
What is your brand
you're still
stand
gonna
manage
for? You. Manage yourself.
What does brand Annie stand for? Who do I represent? Who do I show up for? How am I consistent in if I show up, you know, my business, if I show up to speak at an event, if I show up for coaching, if I show up to conduct a workshop somewhere, if I show up in my books, if I show up at a, you know, at a meet and greet, what is my brand? What do people receive from me? Then what do they receive in my socials? Mm. Is it consistent? You know, if Annie's about just being, you know, my brand is about being raw and authentic businesswoman about saying, hey, I've been the mum who's juggled 5 children in around 3 degrees and gone to C-suite and now helps people be their own self, show up as themselves. Well, if Annie can't show up without being like airbrushed on her social or this or that, whatever, there's a bit of a disconnect. So I need to make sure that I represent my business for all my reasons. And I tell, you know, that's where we actually look at, you know, well, what is your brand? What does it represent? And then we start looking at consistencies because we're going to be building websites. We're going to be looking at your social or your marketing and actually you personally, are you the brand or are you behind the brand? There's a very big difference. Mm-hmm. Some people are the brand. Some people are not the brand. You know, the Women's Business Incubator might be the brand and it might be irrelevant who shows up. For you, it's Annie. You know, what is your situation? But these things are really important. So we actually start spending quite a bit of time in there. And we also spend a lot of time there on budgeting and finance. We then go and say, well, we're getting all excited about marketing. Mm-hmm. I also dovetail it in module 7 by, you know, let's make sure that we have you need to start making sure you're going to get cash flow in. Yeah. What does that look like? What are you going to need? And we make sure that we've got budgets. Once again, a template's given to you that you make. It's already got pre-listed into it all the potential costs and expenses you're going to have.
Fantastic.
So you just put in more. And so you just go, yeah, okay, I'm feeling confident as I'm building this. I'm getting the feel of who I'm going to be, how it's going to all operate, but I'm also staying sound and grounded. I'm going to need money. I'm going to need to be careful of every cent. I'm going to have to, while I start paying for domains, websites, people to help me, graphic designers, all the shiny objects, I actually need to think, do I have that money in the bank? What sort of seed funding did I have? Am I going to have the cash flow coming in? And so at the end, we're still putting all that together. Module 8 does look at insurances required for your business, what sort of tax you're going to have because you don't want to have a great year. You think you've got so much and then you're going to have actual
and
business.
And things like GST and those
GST
requirements.
All of that. Do you have to have fees to certain things? You know, what is that? We look at record keeping. How are you actually keeping this in track? Because you want to make sure that we have systems and processes. What can we automate for you? You know, in your marketing, in your customer service, we look at automation. We also look at how do you keep your, you know, database? How do you reach out to your customers? How do you log information about certain people? I give you another freebie book about that, how you control your documents and data. I also give you another freebie book on how to look at future growth. I give you another one on how to manage your time. So there's heaps of freebies. There's six freebies on top of the 8 module books as well. So you're covered with books. You've also got videos and coaching from me in there already online that you can access 24/7 in your own time, because I know that we're all around the world different times. Yes. And then you also then get to drop into the coaching session so that we make it real and we all learn each other and cheer each other on. So there's it sort of ties together really beautifully. I think in those modules, you know, it doesn't look for the future, how am I going to make my first million? It actually goes and says, how am I going to set myself up that I am so ready to open my business, whether it's an online business or a physical business, whether I'm going to be a consultant, whatever that business looks like, it really doesn't matter. This course, you can apply it to your own context globally, and we will cheer you on and support you with absolutely every step of the way. And it's exciting, because the most important thing is I love it. I want you to come out an empowered woman, confident in the business that you've created, confident that you have the framework to then move on to that next step that we'll talk about next week, which is going to be scale up. And it's just great. You just go, and then also managing, before I start scaling and before I start growing, have I really focused on how I want to live this life? If I want to leave my day job, you know, by the time I scale, what does that look like? And actually, you know, you'll need to start a lot of life by design. You know, you need to have a bit of a time to recenter and go, you know, because sometimes you work overboard to achieve something. Yes. You can't do that forever. You burn yourself out. So we spend a lot of time actually on mental health and balance and actually getting to know you. And we're all unique and we all have different needs. And so once again, if you start competing against others, it's actually pointless. If I did that when I had my 4 kids in 2 years and I competed against other people, I would never have started, you know. Yes. So you have to have that. I'm going to actually just believe and step out as myself and trust yourself that you have so much more in you than you ever imagined, because I know all women do, and then be put in a supportive framework that you can then, you know, nurture that. And I tell you what, the sky's the limit. So exciting. I'm so excited, Jody.
Absolutely, Annie. And part of that, what you just spoke about, is getting to know you. How do I react when I'm stressed? How do I react when I'm tired? Do I make good decisions at those points? If I don't, then I need to be conscious that in those points in my life, I don't make those decisions. So all of that comes in the incubator startup course with Annie. You have online availability, so you can tap in at any time. You have the support from Annie and the tribe, and access all the time. Annie, before we run out of time, we've got 2 minutes left. I want you to tell the audience how they can enroll in the Women's Business Incubator.
So just Google womensbizincubator.com and you will then find your way to me. You'll be able to see all the modules that I've talked about at the moment. It'll also give you an opportunity to book in for a free chat with me. So we'll talk about your plan. Is it ready? It might be something that you're ready to just leap in straight away and then you'll automatically join the tribe. If you go, I just want to do a month freebie in the tribe to get a feel, I'll make that happen for you. But most importantly, I'll actually not just talk about what I have to sell you. I'll actually talk about your situation. Where are you at? Why are you having this moment? Yes. What are you excited about? And then I'll be able to determine, whether you're, you know, what value you specifically will get and why the program will work for you. I know it does work for everyone, but I actually go to womensbizincubator.com. Just book a call with me, I think, to start. If you're so excited and totally ready and this is what you've been waiting for, just book in. And I will see you and you'll get a welcome email from me in 5 minutes and we'll get started. And so women around the world are all doing that. They're all doing it their way and they'd love you to join them. And if you need a little bit of extra chat, just book in and have a chat with me.
And it is global. So Annie's based in Australia, but we've spent most of the week together this week, incidentally, and Annie's been talking about the women coming in from all over the world. So it's not just Australian women, it's actually global, and Annie can facilitate those conversations with people from across the globe, women across the globe. I encourage you today, reach out and jump on the incubator startup program if you've got that idea ready and hot to go. Otherwise, connect with Annie. She loves to chat. She is the most gorgeous, supportive mentor coach around, and she is passionate about women firstly, and secondly passionate about women and business, women entrepreneurs, and what you can create in and around your life as a woman. Annie Gibbons, we are completely out of time this morning. Thank you so much. Audience, please jump on, check out Annie. She is all over socials, all over the internet. She is a beautiful goddess of a woman, and you will love working with her. And I know the Women's Startup Incubator is the place to go if you're a woman and have that idea that you just don't quite know where to go. Annie's your gal. She's going to help you achieve what you want to achieve. And that, my wonderful audience, is your lot for this week. Annie Gibbons, thank you so much. This is Secret Women's Business. We will be back next week with the gorgeous Annie Gibbons for another conversation about what to do next after you've got startup all sorted. Annie, thank you so much.
Thanks so much, Tony. It's been an absolute treasure.